This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen on the air every week with Laura Banks. We're going to do, as we usually do, go through... Laura's kind of a pop star, in a manner of speaking. She's done lots of different things, acting. She's done a lot of radio work. She's quite the personality and has done some writing as well. Plus, she's an expert astrologer. So I like having her influence here as we go through some of our experiences. Some of them are supernatural. Some of them are down to earth. Some of them are occultish, kind of unexplained information that comes from a focus on the sixth sense or your hidden power. Joining us in conversation as we get started here is Nancy D'Erasmo. Am I pronouncing that right, Nancy? I think I am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
D'Erasmo. Nice to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spiritual advisor. Medium. So everybody's got a different definition of what a spiritual advisor may be, because some people think ministers. You go to church or mm-hmm. priests mm-hmm. or rabbis or anybody involved in organized industrial strength religion. Those people are spiritual advisors. How are they different from you?
Well, I don't think they're that much different, to be honest, because if we come from the intuitive place, we can call it what we will, right? Because, you know, all of that advising in ministry is absolutely incredible.
Are you suggesting that these people, the good ones, come from an intuitive place? Are you saying that the people who seek the services of one spiritual advisor or the spiritual advisor themselves have to be intuitive?
Well, I believe that if we talk spiritual and we say that we are, then I think we're led to it, we're brought to it, and we can give advice that comes from a place that is not necessarily from the brain. Certainly from spirit guides, the spirit that's attached to the individual can also give advice. So it's collective souls giving advice. So as an advisor, we don't always feel as though the advice comes from us. Yet, if that is ministry, ministry says the same thing, that the God source is helping them give the advice.
And so Nancy, do you offer collective ministry? Is there a collective consciousness? Like in astrology, there are the outer planets which create group consciousness. Do you have a message for a collective consciousness?
Well, in the sense of what's going on politically, what's going on in the realms right now.
Right now, just the level of depression. I think the level of depression people are feeling, isolation, sadness, confusion.
That is such a loaded question, as we know. I mean, you and I could probably talk about that for days.
We'll try talking about it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, how about give us 2 minutes?
I promise I won't go on and on. But I feel as though the what I'm seeing and is in the eventual going to raise the consciousness.
Yes, I agree.
The pain that we are suffering right now is enormous. Mm. New York, I'm in New York, I'm in Long Island, and we got hit really hard. And I mean, everybody is, it's all the same, but, what I see now is that we are going through this. I hate to say it, but you know, that line, we are going through this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
If we do not, my whole existence now is prayer and meditation. Because
explain that a little further, Nancy. When you say your whole existence is, what help us understand what that means.
Okay, so right now, because I believe that meditation is both spiritual and scientific. So if we are going to, which we all know that is true, it does change why it became fashionable now in corporate and in the schools and in the whole human connection is that the science that is involved with meditation, it's huge for me, but and it is for most of us that are in the spiritual realm. But what I feel now is that we can make a difference as individuals, as to raise the consciousness of this, of the world, forget the country.
How do you stay there the whole time? How do you do that, like, all the time?
I am in a connectedness because I feel as though I'm a little nervous about sort of being in this plane where we are as human connection.
Nervous why or nervous how? What does that mean?
Because I feel as though we're not learning lessons. I don't want to sound
negative. Some are, I think. Yeah. There's too much separation. There's too much separation. There's too much I'm right, you're wrong, the fear-based thinking. There are too many people on the planet. We're not able to deal with all of them, and yet there are no solutions. Is that part of the plan, do you think? If we believe in a power that's greater than we are, in spirit, if you will, ultimate intelligence, whatever it is that we care to call it, one wonders, because perhaps our brain doesn't understand it any other way, why is this happening? What are we going through all of this? What's the end result?
Okay, so you guys, I'm sure you feel the way I do. I feel a separation like no other, just like you just said. Mm-hmm. We can't even get into a conversation with our friends about what's happening in the world, no less our enemies.
Yeah.
So if we are in this place and we continue in this place, there is a danger to the human condition.
Right.
So we're preaching to the choir here, right? It's
right.
For the people who get it. And I hope the people who don't necessarily get it will listen. Because I listened to some of your stuff and I loved it, I must say. You guys really bring a lot to the table. And you ask great questions.
So Nancy, are you channeling?
I'm honored.
Are you channeling? You're channeling another vibration, which is raising consciousness. You're like a little radio signal, and you're sending out a more positive message. You're saying disconnected from the conversation, and you feel like, and you can channel your mind on a moment-to-moment basis to stay disconnected. I do that with Abraham Hicks, where I just try and stay in the vortex.
Oh yes.
Right? Stay in the vortex. Stay good. Feel good. Feel good. Feel good. Right. Feel good. So are you then transmitting another signal to help save the humanity?
Well, this is, it's such a beautiful way of putting it. You're eloquent about it. And you're concise. So what I feel is that what I'm doing by turning off and then emitting, right? Turn off. And this was a conversation I had with a family member. My mom just passed in September. Last night, we were on the phone in regards to somebody who we feel is doing us wrong. And we're sitting here. I said, let's bring down the vibration. Let's let go. And sort of in a day, things already changed with this individual. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, once we take down the negative and stop saying how somebody's hurting us, we can shift it just the way we think. Mm-hmm. And it already changed something literal. So I think that and I'm using an example of my personal life, when we're sitting here and we do not intake all that negative, we can raise the vibration within our own souls, with our own consciousness, and put out the positive.
That is the real issue, or addressing the problem, because there's so much of it around us. We continue our conversation with Nancy D'Orazmo, her website, nancyderosmo.com. Very interesting. I see the connection between you and Gwyneth Paltrow, the Goop experience. That we'll have to talk about a little bit, too. I want to know more about your son, Alex, and how you're working with him. We continue. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power. Here's something that's not hidden. Taking care of your nose leads you to a healthier life. We certainly know that now, perhaps more than we have thought about it, because of COVID, because the virus gets into your nose or into your eyes, and that's how you get it in your body. So if you would like to have an all-natural, drug-free relief from congestion, allergens, germs, viruses, my suggestion is to use Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, and make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Think about all the nasty stuff that you breathe in every day, the dust that's around, the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, things on my farm that I breathe in the spring, in the summer, in the fall. And now with cold and flu season here, and not to mention fall allergies, which have certainly affected me. You can listen to me any day of the week and hear me coughing and chortling and losing my voice. All of this stuff means that it's that the things in the air are attacking my body, and they come in through my nose. So if we keep our nose clean, I mean, if you put it in the terms of you wash your hands, brush your teeth every single day, so why don't you clean your nose too? Get rid of all the junk that's trapped there. You can do it using this product that has everybody breathing easier that's used it. It's called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Go to the website, Navage.com. You'll see how this works with the powered suction. You'll see how the results are. You'll experience for yourself. And there's a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com. Get the relief. Be safe. Navage.com.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax-advantaged, and the premium costs are tax-deductible for employers. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
So back to our conversation. Nancy D'Arezmo is here with Laura Banks and me. I'm Doug Steffen. The spiritual side of things, the ability to understand kind of what's going on. So you're in the goop crowd. What kind of experience was that?
Well, we always joke about it out here on Long Island because we have this little, we call it the witch's brew, which is funny. Our group of ladies and Kim Russo, Laura Lynn Jackson, these are names that are pretty up there, TV shows.
Prominent.
And lots
yeah,
of
they're prominent.
Prominent,
people.
Prominent yeah. Psychics, psychic yeah. mediums. And we keep saying that there's something on Long Island like it's a crystal grid of some sort because there seems to be an incredible amount of, and I would say talent here, not just, you know, the average, you know, sidewalk psychic. There's a lot of good people here. So what happened was Laura Lynn, who's very close to Gwyneth, recommended some of the psychics to be written up to Goop magazine.
Okay. So.
And I got to tell you, wow, it was the best free reading I ever gave.
Check out Goop's Guide to Energy Healers and Intuitives and Mediums, and you'll find Nancy D'Arezmo there. We continue with her, Laura and Doug and Nancy, on this week's Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving back into the groove here as we continue to learn from Nancy DeRosmo, who is a gifted medium and clairvoyant, a lot of healing energy. So how has your energy been used to help your son, Alex? I understand he has autism. So how does that work for you and him?
I think I might have to switch that around and how his psychic energy helped me. At the age of 16, he is now 21. At the age of 16, we found out how incredibly intelligent he was. I always knew he was smart. But then we found this a woman in Texas who showed us a way to communicate with him through a letter board. It is called rapid prompting method. He was able to speak to us, but then beyond that, meaning by spelling, but beyond that, found out that according to him, he walked with Christ, according to him, and he was able to, he's actually a complete telepathic.
Wow.
And the only way we found that out is because he was able to read me, read my family. It's interesting what comes first, the chicken or the egg. I'm not really completely sure because he's in the process of healing me. I'm in the process of healing him.
All right, so let me take that step. Let me take that a step further with you. As a relationship coach, I've always wondered this, and I sometimes ask it in a fairly blunt way, because I don't know anything about your life. How has you being a relationship coach help you in your relationship, whether it's your love relationship, whether it's your friends, whether it's people you work with? I often wonder about the description people use, again, here, relationship coach. So how do we start with you?
Well, that's very interesting because when I do talk to people in the sense of relationships, so to speak, it is all about listening. People don't listen.
No, they don't.
Ever.
That's so true. What did you just say? What?
They don't listen. And not only do they not listen, but they don't hear. If we just would remain silent, I don't know where I get this from, which family member, it's probably my mother and father, I always watch them speak to people. And I noticed that they would always sort of turn it around and let that person speak.
Yeah.
And that's how I became, you know, I really believe a good listener.
Okay, so
and
how do you deal with someone who can't listen? How do you, right, so
yeah, that's,
my current boyfriend, he just talks and doesn't, I'll say something and he'll like completely miss what I just said. And he'll go, well, what do you think of that building over there?
Time for a newer boyfriend.
Well, I just, do I hold up postcards? Do I what? Magic marker? On a,
I think that sometimes actions speak louder than words, right? So it's how we react, because men auditorily do not have the same executive function, so to speak. They just don't. It's and I know that it's my husband is great. You know, he's a good auditorily. He's pretty good. But when you look at even autism again, it's the kind of thing where it's all boys. If you do the math, there's 1 in 10 girls that are autistic. And so it's not putting men down. It's just how it is. Yeah. So auditorily, I feel like we have to get them to action. Your action will speak to them more than your words.
Mm.
But then symbiotically, hopefully it connects.
Fascinating connection. Nancy Derasmo, D-E-R-A-S-M-O is how you spell the name to get to her website. Nancy Derasmo. Her readings are, I'm told, second to none. That's part of her important life's work. Check it all out at her website. We're happy to have had you here. I have many more questions of you. Perhaps another visit at another time would be in place. Nancy, thanks for joining Laura and me and everybody listening this week to Your Hidden Power.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden has crossed the threshold of 270 votes and officially clinched an Electoral College victory. Members of Congress are expected to certify the Electoral College vote on January 6th. Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president on January 20th.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
President Trump on Fox over the weekend. The U.S. public has started to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine Monday after it was authorized for emergency use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes before the FDA for emergency use on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attorney General Bill Barr is stepping down. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
President Trump announced Monday that Attorney General William Barr will be leaving the administration, saying on Twitter that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News that Barr has performed exemplary service to his country and addressed President Trump's reported frustrations with his Attorney General.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr is an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations, but, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRock.
Mr. Barr is the 85th United States Attorney General on the job since 2019, and he previously held the job office from 1991 to 93. With the COVID-19 vaccine starting to make its way across the United States this week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday said that the league will not use its influence to jump ahead in line with the Super Bowl less than 2 months away. "We are not planning any of our personnel being vaccinated in advance of the Super Bowl," ESPN quoted Goodell as saying. Goodell spent time Sunday at Tampa, Florida, taking in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers-Minnesota Vikings game at the site of Super Bowl 55, scheduled for February 7, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Uri Geller joining me now, Doug Steffen, with the question of the day, question of the hour, question of the moment. One of the things that has so befallen us in all senses, the physical, the spiritual, the reality of this COVID and what it has done, or has it? That's the question. Is it the disease, or is it the rumors and the things that are said about it that scare people, and the fear-based thinking that's gone with it, and what it's done to the world that we live in? Uri Geller is here. You know, we've all had a lot of experiences in this incarnation. Sometimes we can't ignore them. Sometimes we can't explain them. I've been fascinated by supernatural subjects all the time, the unexplainable. And to me, Uri, this is one of those unexplainable things. What gets people? You're the world's foremost motivator. So what motivates people in your mind to be so negative, to be so full of fear, when it would be so much more pleasant for all of us if we were going in the other direction?
First of all, let's just go back to COVID-19. This is not a rumor or a hearsay. This is a tangible virus that has attacked the entire world, and we're dealing with it now.
But the people who have had trouble with it, Uri, the people who have died have had underlying causes. There are very few people who have died from the disease. They have died as a result of getting the exposure to it, but they had many other problems. I don't know what it's like in Israel where you are, but certainly here in America, the vast majority of people who have died because they had other problems to begin with.
Well, you know, scientists and doctors say that people who have underlying problems are more vulnerable. But if you look at the bigger scope, you have to be careful what you say, Doug, because this has to be researched medically and proven that what you're saying is true.
Well, right, but now, I've seen a lot of stuff, Uri, that hasn't been, that is being speculated upon by scientists who are scaring people, and it turns out that some of the stuff they're saying isn't true. So that's what forces the question of what do we believe?
Yeah, well, basically, Doug, we have to look at what is conspiracy theories and what is not. Now, for instance, today, onto a totally different subject, there is a very well-known Israeli scientist who claims that aliens are negotiating with the American government and with the Israeli government. And this comes from a very serious guy. Uh-huh. So, you know.
Well, wouldn't you believe that? I believe that. I would believe that, wouldn't you? We're not alone.
No, we're not alone, because if we were alone, then what a waste of space out there. But it's good to laugh. What I'm saying, I think that at this stage, more people are interested in alien life forms, life forms than COVID-19, because if aliens are talking to us and then we are negotiating with them, then that means that they can find a cure with a, you know, clip of a finger, and you've got the cure for COVID-19. Because if aliens can get here with UFOs or other means of space travel, they are much more advanced than we are. They, you know, I'm looking at a skull here in my museum that I actually got from the president of Mexico, López Portillo. When he handed me the skull, which is rock crystal, but it has a very elongated brain, he told me that it's right out of the pyramid, where there is a slab of stone, and onto the stone there is a carving. In the stone there is a carving of an astronaut guiding what seems to be, he's sitting in a cockpit, and he's just flying a UFO. And we're talking about the skull that is 2,000 years old. So, hey, if 2,000 years ago, already then, aliens have landed on planet Earth and have spoken to the ancient Mayans, then I'm not surprised if there are already aliens walking among us.
Mm-hmm.
They claim, the Israeli scientists claims, that we are not ready to accept them yet.
I think that's it. That we aren't ready yet because we're too, our mind is too simplistic. We're not willing to go out. We're still stuck in the power of religions and that sort of thing. So we'll, but I think it's on the horizon. No question about that. Uri, thank you for inspiring me and making all of us laugh. It's a good thing. Uri's in his museum, which is coming into shape. Check it out at urigeller.com or urigellermuseum.com. URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Your hidden power has a very interesting way for you to discover your hidden power when it comes to eating and controlling and doing the right thing by your body, especially if you have things that are fairly unusual, although celiac and gluten intolerance is no longer something that only affects a few people. Millions, tens of millions of Americans are affected by celiac disease. People with gluten intolerance have a miserable time unless they can find things that they like to eat that are good for them, that taste good, and are gluten-free. How do we do that? Well, I've got a new discovery for you, and I'm so thankful to have come across the folks at Eban's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, ebansbakehouse.com is the website. Check out how you can control your desire to have yummy cookies, breads, rolls, that sort of thing, and still not have to worry about celiac disease or the gluten problems. Gluten is a kind of a deficiency of vitamin B12. Sometimes you can supplement with that. It causes arthritis and joint pain, irritable bowel syndrome, liver damage. It's just a mess. It really is horrible on your body. So if you don't want to eat the kind of cookies that make you sick, then you need to go to Ebon's Bakehouse and enjoy Chocolate Lovers, the chocolate chip cookies, man, and these cookies. They have a bunch of different cookies and rolls and breads and things, all gluten-free, all available now. Great for the person on your list that's gluten-free, the cookie lover. But it doesn't taste like stuff that's gluten-free like you usually get. This tastes like any really good cookie you can find anywhere. And when you check out at Ebon's Bakehouse after you've ordered what it is that you want to try, use the DJV code for a big discount. 100% money-back guarantee, too. How can you beat that? Ebon'sBakehouse.com. Yummy cookies just in time for the holidays. Don't forget about our Your Hidden Power podcast that appears every week. Doug Steffen with Laura Banks. We're on the air every week with lots of great people. Uri Geller is here. Our second cut, Mary O'Malley, is here. And there are different things that we focus on each week. Women of color and there being women entrepreneurs, women who are sensitive. That's part of our journey in the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast. So help yourself to a lot of really introspective thinking. That's how I like to describe it. I describe it in many different ways. You'll be able to describe it yourself once you listen. Lots of Your Hidden Power podcasts in the review. If you want to go into the website, yourhiddenpowershow.com, you'll see all of them, most recent all the way back. There are 171 of them for you to listen to, and lots of different things are discussed, problems solved. So check them out at the most recent Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Mary O'Malley is here now on Your Hidden Power. She has a gift for you. We're in the season of giving and gifting. I suppose, are they the same, Mary? Do you think giving and gifting are the same thing? Sort of a play on the same thought, is it not?
It seems like it to me. Yeah, giving, gifting, it might depend on the intent behind it, you know. Some people give with the intent of receiving something back.
Yes, they do.
whereas gifting is more altruistic, I think.
Do people give as presents, do people give readings to you, but from you, to members of I ask the question knowing the answer from my perspective. I give them all the time because I think they're a wonderful gift, frankly. What's more lovable or what's more of an expression of love than to help somebody find out more about himself or herself? Really, kind of, that's the spirit of me doing it, yeah.
I have a special going on still for the holidays, buy one, get one, and a lot of people are buying one for themselves and buy one, get one half off and gifting the other one to a family member or a close friend.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So what does one expect when they go into a room, a virtual room or a real room? I'm not guessing you're doing too much of real rooms at the moment, but I'm sure that you are taking your magic mind to open up people's mind and their intelligence. To define intelligence takes a different focus, right? Everybody's definition of intelligence is kind of different. What's yours?
Well, everybody's intelligence is different too. We all have our gifts, you know. I look at myself and Spirit told me they look at me as a faith healer in that I help people heal their faith in themselves. And I think that's, when they told me that I was deeply humbled and gratified and because that's what I feel like I do.
Yeah. Well,
like you said, people thinking for themselves, you know, and trusting that.
One of the things that we've been
the outside chatter.
Yeah. The one of the things we've used as a theme in this week's episode of Your Hidden Power has been just that, having faith. Some people go to, you know, they think that faith is important because their mother or father told them it was important and the religion that they have is very important. And so you need to follow that because it's a family tradition. Well, you know, I don't know whether that's the... Everybody's got to think for themselves. And the trouble today is that people don't. There's so many followers and so few leaders. One wonders how much of a problem that presents for people. How dangerous is it that we have the world sort of running on the scale that it's running now? From your point of view as someone who deals with individual problems of individual people.
Yeah, well, especially here in the United States, because, you know, we have that freedom and free will can be expressed in a number of different ways, and people don't really understand what free will means. And that means thinking for themselves and trusting their higher consciousness to lead their life path. And so that's what I help people with the most is getting comfortable and confident with that other voice, so to speak, to move forward in their lives because we can do this.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. It's trusting when you hear something, that intuition. I think that's the biggest gift that you can give is giving someone the freedom, if you will, giving them the ability to think for themselves. And that's what is not going on now. We're fighting an uphill battle, it seems to me, with a lot of people who do a group think or they're comfortable hiding behind somebody else's. You know, the world is full of social media. People hide behind a lot of phony baloney stuff that is, you know, it's not helpful. So find yourself and maybe help others to find themselves. That would be my advice here. For somebody who's gone through a lot in the last 40 or 50 years, I feel very, very grateful that I've learned what to listen to and how to listen. And Mary has helped me a lot with that. So check her out at maryomaley.com or yourpsychicscout.com. Psychicscout.com, maryomaley.com with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Fifty-three past the hour now. It's a visit with Laura Banks. It's very special at this time every week. A best-selling author and actress and astrologer, and I tap into her astrological knowledge. One of the things that I came across this week, I remember, I've talked and people have sent me notes when they hear me talk about Margaret Mead, the anthropologist who has written so many great books. Coming of Age in Samoa is the one I learned on. She said something, though, about civilization that I think is very important to repeat in as many ways as possible, as many places as possible, Laura. Mm-hmm. She makes reference to civilization being the discovery of beings that have a thigh bone. When a thigh bone is broken, you need help. And in the animal kingdom, if you break your leg, if you don't have help, you die. You can't run from the danger. You can't drink. You can't hunt for food. So you become meat. And so the help that comes from other people is what separates us. And she makes a statement, a comment that I've always held close. We are at our best when we serve others. Be civilized. And boy, isn't that the truth.
Incredible.
We are all here to help, but yet we seem to all be more interested in helping ourselves and helping others. So just, it's thought.
Well,
it's
the good news
thought.
Is that on December, adding to that thought, that's incredible. December 17th, we're leaving what could be considered a more selfish sign of Capricorn and going into Aquarius, which is so much more about helping others and group associations and social change. And that will be that way until 2023. So I think we've been in a situation where we've seen a lot of destruction of harmony only to bounce back.
Yeah. One of the things that I've heard from a very sensitive friend of mine is that we could be in and out of this pattern or a pattern Not that it's necessarily all distracting or distressful, but we could be in this pattern until 2028. That is, that there's this back and forth, and I've been listening to some of my Republican friends, some of my Democrat friends saying, you know, we're going to get you. You try to get us before you, so we're going to go get you, which will not solve a problem. It won't solve a thing.
I don't see that at all. I don't see that going that long at all. We were in a very similar time to when we had the Spanish flu this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of the planets were in a very similar place. We're coming out of that. There's no way we're going to stay that way.
So do we have to get a vaccine to get out of it, or can we build up our immune system and not have to worry about taking a vaccine? Is the practical side of one who, you're practical, but you're not.
Well, I'm all over the map about getting a vaccine. I've never gotten one for the flu, ever. My boyfriend, he stopped getting the flu vaccine because he'd get sick as a dog after getting one. He's like, this year I'm not getting a shot. On the other hand, if there's something that's going to protect me, but I'm not really in a high-risk category, I've got the type O blood, I'm not diabetic, a lot of it is obesity, a lot of it is overweight. Oh, yeah. You know, no one's talking about that in the evening news. You know, can we just,
about it all the time, but nobody, it's all scare and fear, and this is the numbers. All I want to do is drop a bunch of numbers, which are lies, because the people dying are not, what finishes them off may be the COVID, but as you just suggested, they have underlying problems.
Major.
That would, like diabetes and overweight.
I think people that are really
heart disease
prone to it should get the shot. I think that the people like, my father who's 96, he's got to get the shot. He's living in an assisted living. But we have Saturn going into Aquarius, and then we have a whole solar eclipse happening on December 14th into Sagittarius.
Only. Is this incredibly the only one of the year, too, isn't it, the solar eclipse?
I don't have that note in front of me, but I'll tell you, goals, optimism, education, change. There's so many things coming together at the end of this year toward promise and opportunity of social and scientific breakthrough and change that I'm not being Pollyanna. I've been talking this way to you for months.
Yeah.
I really think we're going to see a tremendous change with the Chiron. Chiron is this emotional, mucky, past lives. It's a centaur, and it appears in your chart. It's going into the realm of emotional truths. Everyone's. It's in the realm of emotional truths are emerging out of confusion. That goes direct on the 15th at the same time. So the universe, the God, whoever, is pointing out, hey, look, goodness is coming in this collective phase of new planetary movement in the mid-December. And here we are, right on it. Thank God we made it this far.
Yeah. We're not going to have to be waiting for this, for some developments, in terms of the middle of next year. Some people say, well, by the middle of next year, well, that's, what kind of catastrophic things happen between now and then? That's really the issue, and something that we can hold a good thought about. Hold a thought that things will be well. Thoughts are things. Laura Banks here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.